Hello, hello, hello. Let's let people wander in here. Yeah, Yogi, but that's pretty normal for you, isn't it? Who is Heinrich 9000? He's the guy who just got promoted to Ilum. That's who he is. Is the fireside every week? Yep. This time, it's actually, it changes every half a year because of U.S. daylight savings time. It's 3 p.m. Eastern time zone, U.S. time. So it changes and most Euro countries have daylight savings, but it doesn't take place at the same time as U.S. time zones. It gets confusing. Would it be better to run it at the same time, Eve time? People have proposed that, but the problem is that, like, it's a lot easier for, wives and significant others when you're like, yeah, we do this thing at this certain time, and you know, that doesn't change, than it is the other way around. Yeah, Saya, I don't know how your name is, Saya, she, but there's no perfect time zone, trust me. Like, there's no perfect time zone for everyone in the globe. Like, I'm well aware. Every time we're like, we could change it to this time, then someone's like, oh yeah, but that's a really bad time for me in this time zone. It's just unfortunate that the Earth is, well, I don't want to tell you guys what shape the Earth is. I'll let you draw your own conclusions. But, you know, time zones exist. You guys want to know a neat little trivia bit? Did you guys know that China just has one time zone, even though it's giant? Do you guys know about the world turtle? It's the turtle on which the world rests on its back.
Did you just watch The Lost Avatar?
No. I enjoyed Avatar, though. I like those little blue creatures. Indeed, Mr. Ranger, it is turtles all the way down. That's not Avatar, Asher. That's the Smurfs. Did you guys notice there was only one girl Smurf? Did you ever think about the implications of that? I'm sure better minds than I have considered it, but, like, there's a lot to unpack there, isn't there? Yes, all the time. All right, like, maybe I shouldn't bring this stuff up.
Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, looking at what's being written, I clearly should not have brought this up. That's my bad, guys. That's my bad. I'll take the L on that one. All right, well, inauspicious start. We'll try our best to get this going in a positive direction. So, if you guys have not been paying attention, a lot has happened this week. CCP announced that there will be no more XL structures anchored in HiSec. That's good news. I've never liked the TTC. And just if you don't know what the TTC is, it was the agreement that we were part of at ran what's called the TTT, the Tranquility Trading Tower, I believe. It's in perimeter one jump from JITA, and it is a keep star that has a market, and a lot of money is made off this market. I never liked the Tranquility Trading Tower because I don't think structures in HiSec should be allowed to have a lower tax than the NPC. I think it was, I mean, we saw what happened. It was corrosive to a lot of things in the game. I never liked it, but there was sort of a game theory thing going on where we just couldn't leave it. We had our hands tied behind our backs. Luckily, CCP made this change, and as soon as I saw it, man, we were out within like an hour. I was telling the guys, like, you know, usually we'll take a lot of time to discuss this and that. I mean, now this is the right thing to do. We're just leaving. We're leaving immediately. There was like a kind of, if you're kind of, an Eve drama lover, if you're a follower of Eve drama, there was this really like weird sideshow where Villy was on Reddit trying to say that us like not saying anything in the TTT Discord was some sort of like indication that we had inside information. It was really weird. He was like, he didn't quite say it that way, but he was implying this the whole time. And I found that really funny that 6 months of not talking indicated that we had some inside information. Now, there has also been some other allegations about CSM leaks, and I wanted to address that. So in the few days running up to the change being announced publicly, Villy was calling like emergency meetings that we need to drop Satoyos all over HiSec, like right now. Can we get approval on this right now so we can drop these Satoyos? And he was like really frantic about it. And now obviously that's a terrible look given what we saw, that only a few days later that you can't drop Satoyos anymore. But my personal belief is that was just coincidental. So I'm just going to say that until proven otherwise, I don't believe Villy had any CSM leaks. I think he just wanted to have these emergency drops, a few days before this came out publicly, coincidentally, and for no other reason. So I just wanted to throw my defense of him publicly. That's what I want to put out there. He's a good dude. So tonight we are going to go shoot the Tranquility Trading Tower, the Keepstar. It is in an armor timer. The timer is around 0200. I don't remember the exact time, but we're going to form up at 0000 tonight. We will be bringing Rogue Fleet. We will be bringing Feroxes. Here is something that's really cool. If you guys haven't seen yet, you can 7-day Omega any account. CCP is just giving every account 7-day Omega, which means, remember, we've been telling everyone to get an Alpha Ferox. Guess what? You can bring that as a second account to this fight. Every single Alpha Ferox can be Omega'd, and we can bring them to the fight as a fleet. So essentially, any account that you have can be Omega'd for the next 7 days. So make sure that you are Omega'ing as soon as the fireside's over. Get on your Alpha Ferox and pop Omega on it. We will have rogues for me, those of you who don't have the doctrine ship. And then if we get a huge turnout, we'll form another fleet as well. But definitely rogues and Feroxes. Can you add the 7 days to an account that is already in Omega? I do not know the answer to that. That's CCP magic and mystery.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. Ghostly, yeah, you can make a new account and use the free 1 million XP. That's 100% possible. Okay, so this is going to HiSec, which is truly a silly place. So this is what you need. Most importantly, you need to have above -2 security status. I've been telling you guys for a while that you need to go out ratting. As soon as we announce this, I'm like, please start ratting, get your sec status up. Yeah, no one likes HiSec, Greg, but we're going to have to do it. So make sure that you are above -2 security status. You can find that on your character sheet. If you are below that, you cannot go. If you're close to it, just go out and shoot rats. You need to just shoot like a few rats every tick to raise it. Go spin an Ishtar. If you have an Ishtar on your main character, whatever it is, get it up.
You can get one buy sec clones. Status tick per 20 minutes per system.
Yeah.
So if you're going to try to do that, just go like kill a rat in a belt, go to the next system, run around and do that.
Yep. There you go. Let's see. Yeah, you can buy security tags, but I imagine they're going to be very expensive because I think a lot of people will be prepping for this. So I would say shooting rats is your best thing. The op is at 000. What's the eve time? Let me look. So that's, 5 hours from now? Yeah. You need to be above -5 for Kaldari standings, Kaldari faction standings. I don't know how to fix that. So, I mean, hopefully you just are that. And you need, when we go, you need to have safeties green. This is like the one time we'll tell you to put your safeties to green. And then last thing, inject diplomacy skill. Yeah, that's actually right. And then last thing, each alliance will be doing a separate fleet because of high stack stupidity and rules. So there will be like a goon fleet, hopefully a lawn fleet, TNT fleet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone needs to do their own fleet because of the rules, because apparently like boosts don't propagate properly across fleets and there's logi issues and just a huge pain. We'll be forming up a 1DQ isomerc. Okay, so I think I've covered most of the things we need to talk about there. Niels, you've been asking some newbie questions. So is this a CTA? I assume you've come from somewhere else. We don't do CTAs. We have never done CTAs. That's not a thing. To give you an idea, Horde, who, it's been weird, right? Like, you guys saw the response on Reddit. People want this thing blown up. Gobbins and Frat are doing this really weird line walking where Horde has declared this a gold pen or whatever. It's like their highest crayon, right? So they're trying to be like, no, we're super cool. We don't care about this at all. But it's also our most important possible timer. Everyone be there. But we don't care about it. But it's super important, guys. It's incredibly important. So it's like super hypocrisy coming from, so.
Rip Asher, he'll be back in a sec.
I think he's gone.
That was too much.
All right, is this better?
Yeah, you're back.
See.
Yeah, I think Tess deployed their tree army against me again, so. Anyway, yeah, so they're just talking about how super important it is, but it's not important, but it's super important. So they're calling for their highest level. We're not doing a CTA. We don't do CTAs. We don't do that here, but we're just asking you to come if you can. All right, I think I've covered everything on that. At least if I miss something, someone can yell. We have changed fits. Zinth, do you want to link your stuff? We have changed Oracle fits. We have a new ratting thread. This is important. Our old one was sort of out of date. So there you go. Zintage has done that. Thank you, Zintage. Orevere, we'll be making small changes to the Rogue. It won't be big. It'll be easy to do. CTA equals casually try attending. I love that, Mal. That is excellent. CTA wow. equals casually try attending. Well done. We might promote you to Ilum for doing that well. Yeah, that's good job there. The form is 0000, so in about a little under 5 hours. All right. And another thing, Skirmish Commander is recruiting. We are always looking for people who want to be an FC. I came up as a Skirmish Commander originally. It is free to join. Anyone can join Skirmish Commanders. And it's if you've ever wanted to try your hand at FCing, you can go ahead and give it a shot if you like it. And you can keep doing it. Maybe eventually you'll be a good enough FC. They keep promoting you. And eventually, for some way, you'll find yourself leading the Alliance. Like, that can happen. I've seen that happen personally. So, you know. Skirmish commanding is a route to many things, some considered unnatural. All right, Sniper wanted to talk about, or at least me to talk about, our burner bounties.
Oh, what are these things, Sniper? It.
Yeah, we pay people to shoot mission runners or something.
Well, we've got a, let me find the thread and link it, or if somebody can link the bounty thread for me. But yeah, there's a bounty thread for all kinds of things. Thank you. Bounty thread for all kinds of kills in Delve and other friendly space that you get paid for. A very funny one that is a little more relevant now is apparently people think that they can put their burner alts in neutral corps and dodge the taxes, but they can also get killed by blues, so enjoy trying to do that. And yeah, if you kill neutral burner running ships in NPC Delve, post in the bounty thread and get paid for it.
That's pretty awesome. You get PvP and get paid for it. Melindra, the blank fitting on the Alliance fitting window in-game for Super Trains. Yeah, that's probably because the fit just changed and hasn't been updated in-game. We will have it in fleet. Don't worry about it. All right. That looks... Oh, yeah. Happy 20th birthday, 4S. That's impressive. 4S is now old enough for Casimir to date it. So, that's good.
Yikes.
I don't know if he's here.
I didn't know. Right, I remembered that joke. That's old school.
Yeah. All right, if you got questions, throw them out, and I will try to answer them to the best of my ability. Fact Warfare is recruiting. Good call. We're definitely doing Faction Warfare. Hey, speaking of which, can the Fact Warfare people come into HiSec? Is that a problem in Caldari space? Like Galente people?
The Galente people will get shot.
Oh, well, that's important to know.
That's why Galente isn't on our list of factions we do.
Convenient, isn't it?
That does work out well. Whelp Scott is recruiting. Locust is recruiting. Yeah, six and squads are super important to our identity and a big part of what we do. I think I was talking, yeah, it was Mr. Pro God Legend. He was talking about how he was impressed with, you know, how Goons incorporated six and squads, and in test they have a harder time doing that because it wasn't part of their identity. So that was good to hear. I like to hear stuff like that. And that's a big part of our thing. If you have an interest, we probably have a squad for you. And if you have an interest that there's no squad, you can run one. For our new people, what's a SIG and squad? It's a six-man sort of special interest group. A squad just a sort of social group, basically. But basically, it is a group that focuses on one particular thing. And they have, like, their own leadership structure. They can ping. You can join them on auth and if you meet whatever requirements they have. And do whatever they do. There are a lot of groups doing a lot of different stuff. Rue Squad is recruiting. See, there you go. All kinds of squads. Scouts is recruiting. I miss SV. That is the downside to Six and Squad is they often intend to be under like one person and then they have issues after that. Stormbringers won probably soon. Just haven't been in many fights, Victor. I've been really actually anxious to try them out recently. Same thing with the Shacks. I totally blanked on the name there. Same thing with the Shacks. They're quite good. They're not going to be good for the HiSec thing. Like that's not what they're good for. But we plan to use them. Just haven't been many fights the last month or so. All right. Any other questions? So did the Tech 2 Dreads be a thing? Yeah, they became a thing, but they have to be researched first. I actually just asked this question like literally half an hour ago because I didn't know either. They have to be researched first, and they have to, they take some time to build. So they'll be out, I don't know, in maybe 8 days or something. There you go. Remember, just as a general thing, it's always better to ask a question if you don't know. Don't be one of those people who pretends like they know something. Ask a question and then learn something. That's just general life advice. That's nothing to do with Eve. Any idea if Pathfinders are coming back? Pathfinders will be coming back, but we are developing a wormhole / probing thing right now. I don't know if it's out yet or will be soon, but it won't be long. Either way.
Soon, TM.
Any plans to protect our jump faders? Yes, indeed. We do have plans. Same thing for Gene. Yeah, it won't cause issues. I mean, there will be adjustments that have to be made, so in that sense, but we do have plans. Was there still going to be an update for Taco? I know someone was working on Burrito, which I think was the next going to be the sequel. Like any kind of dev work, so it just depends on the developer. I don't know the status of that particular project, but I can find out. It is being worked on, but people are busy. There you go. There's your answer. Any new potential Australian time zone Beehive FCs? Dark Knight, you're a potential Australian time zone Beehive FC. That's something we want to address. We would like more Beehive FCs, but it just comes to people stepping up. There is sort of a, it's not like Skirmish Commanders. You can't just immediately pop in and do it, but you know, we are willing to train people on how to do it. It's something we'd like more of for sure. We are looking for, you know, Moon Time, Chinese Time, and in EU Time Zone. We have a lot of people in EU Time Zone who are interested in running, you know, as far as, you know, being a part of defending people. But it is sometimes hard to find FCs in that time zone. So we are definitely looking for people to step up. If you're interested, talk to Zintage. I don't know anything about Marauder or Ratting, so I can't tell you there, Gene.
It sucks. Don't do it. You'll die.
Yeah, I think generally we discourage it. There's way better ways to do Ratting than Marauders. Look, we used to get our Marauders dropped on all the time, and luckily that happens less and less because we've been trying to get people out of Marauders for so long. Do we need poop socks for tonight? So like I said, we're making it a CTA, a casually try attending. So if you can be there, yeah, but it shouldn't be a huge issue. What up, Oxec? Shadow's been doing well. I saw you guys did a big form up the other day. Big form up for Fight. Good job. We still lose 10 plus a day, Asher. Yeah, we lose them, but we didn't lose. We used to lose a ton of them. I would like to, I'm just not going to ban it because it's just not my style. But if I was sort of that person, I would just ban Marauder Ratting. It doesn't make any sense. There's so many better things to do. But I'm not going to force people to be smart. How long are the servers going to survive once we hit TTT? You know, I don't know the answer to that. I don't have, I don't have any insider info on how servers work. I know the same things you guys do. So hopefully they last. Are we still buying PI? My contracts expire. What I don't remember exactly, Garno. We are buying PI, but I think we said for everyone to remake the contracts or something. Hopefully a finance dude can speak up.
I can answer him. Yeah, go. Yeah, I mean, so we are buying stuff still. It's just based on what we need at the moment and don't always need everything. We did change what corp the contracts go to, and I'm not going to say which one it is, because I don't remember, but there's a forum post from SoapLeb about it.
Yeah, I remember SoapLeb asking me to talk about it a few weeks ago. That's all I remember. But someone can link the forum post.
Yeah, it's GSF Logistics and Posting Reserve. And the reason your contracts aren't getting accepted is I might have burned through all the PI budget this month. So if you have contracts expiring, just remake them and they'll get accepted in July.
Yeah, I think the servers actually are in London. So if anyone's in London, you could bring a fan of some sort over there. That'd be useful. Is it hot in London right now? I heard the UK is kind of hot. And it's pretty bad over there. They don't have, most places don't have AC. And I feel like every year I hear like, dude, it's so hot over here, but we don't have ACs because normally it's not hot over here. But I feel like I get that every year. I mean, I live in a literal swamp, so AC is like a must. Y'all got weather. Yep, that's what we're doing on the fireside now. We're talking weather. Asher equals swap thing. I think you meant Swamp Thing, but you wrote Swap Thing, and I do like to swap our fits around, so I'm going to go with Swap Thing. What is the priority for training T2 Dreads? Excellent question. None. We don't really care about them. They're not that great. You can train whatever you want. The Bane, which is the Amar one, is going to be the worst. I would train the Kaldari one. I think it's probably going to be the best one, but we're not asking people to train them. Here, does anyone know what Dreads I'm about to ask you guys to train? Can anyone guess? What Dreads will I tell you guys to train right now?
I think I know this one.
Do you?
I know this one.
Speak up.
I think chat has it.
Yeah, I believe. Zernitras and Phoenixes. You guys, some people are running just Zernitras, which is, that's half credit. Zernitras and Phoenixes. Train Zernitras and Phoenixes. Phoenix Navy issues too? Both of them?
Yes, Phoenix Navy, yes.
They're both good. We love regular Phoenixes. We love Phoenix Navies. We love Zernitras. They have just got another buff as far as price with the changes. They're basically cheap. They're cheapest chips at this point. Zernitras, 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 Phoenix, Phoenix, Phoenix. Everyone should be training them. Zernitras take less time to train. They don't have a bunch of T2 guns, so they're cheap that way. Like, as far as fitting them, they're beautiful. So, yeah, you can just train those, and don't worry about T2 Dreads. If you want to train a T2 Dread, that's fine. I would train the Kaldari one, but like I said, it's not a priority. That could change eventually, but, you know, I've been watching what our enemies talk about. They're not really talking about them too much either. I think the general belief is that these things have come in a little underpowered. Here's the deal, though. It only takes one person to figure out a good use for them, and then they could become really great. So if it's something you're interested in training, you know, it could be in like 3 months. Like, guys, we would love to have T2 Dreads. We'll see. Or we come up with an idea. Like, that can happen. But right now, we're not asking people to train them.
Yeah, like, even if they do get used, they're a niche ship. It's like, you know, we don't have a think of it like a recon in a main fleet, right? You're not going to bring an entire fleet of Hugans.
Yeah, yeah. We won't be doing like 200 of them, probably. I don't want to say anything for sure, because you never know. An entire fleet of Hugans? Any of your fleet would never be able to catch up with you. You would never do any damage. When I tell you guys about my monitor fleet idea, it can't kill anything, but it's really hard to kill. All right, you guys got any other questions? Hit me up with them now. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Orko, no, we're not bringing Stormbringers for multiple reasons. We will be using them, but not for this fight. You can hold my peace, yes. Can we build some levies? So Titan prices are slightly down. I don't know that they're economical to build. They're getting... They're closer to equilibrium than they have before. Yeah, sad there are no electric heat guns. There are no electric heat guns for this fight because it's just not the right fight for them. Time and a place, and this isn't going to be the time and the place. When the fight happens, you're going to see there's going to be, like, the range on these is going to be too short. So just, like, that's why we won't bring them. That's why we're bringing Rokes, you know. We want that range, and you'll see, like, that in the fight, it'll be useful to have that range. What is the current price of a Titan? Around like 160, somewhere around there, 165 maybe. I don't know exactly, but I believe that's about what it is. What is the current training goal for a second Titan, my man? So I'd say here's our priority list for Titans. Leviathan number one, and then equally number two is Ragnarok and Erebus, and like distantly super far last is the Avatar. Like really far behind is the Avatar. Yeah, Beyond Nox has basically got it right there. If you are in love with an Avatar, I'm not going to tell you not to get one, but man, please don't get one. They're just not good. They're just not good. Many people who have them already, too.
Also, don't build Avatars. If you want an Avatar and you have like stuff ready to build one, talk to our friends Kunmi, and then he will sort something out that you get to build an other Titan.
Yes, it is actually illegal to build an Avatar. We will have you build another type of Titan, and we will give you an Avatar. So. Just to get rid of that. Yeah, illegal. The space police will come after you. All right. Generally, we just don't want Avatars. We've been saying that for a long time. We still have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. It's not like we're going to get rid of those. We're just saying, as far as getting new ones, Levy, then Ragnarok, and Erebus are equally second. So whichever one you want to get. All three of those are really great Titans. Can we just bypass the Builder and pay the Alliance for an Avatar? No. It has to... Need to buy a new one, and then they will build, and we will get you an Avatar. Hundreds of Avatars. It might be thousands, Cuddles. Like, literally. I don't know exactly, but there are so many Avatars. Priority for super carriers? I don't think we have a particular super hard priority there. I think a lot of people are going Aeon. A lot of people are going Wyvern. And those are fine. Get what you want there. We care a lot more about the Titans than we care about supers, but I think most people are, like, an Aeon and Wyvern right now. You can buy a Moloch if you can afford it. Just beware, like... Any of those faction titans, you're going to get primaried first. Like, that's the thing, is, like, you're buying extra EHP for your buddies, you know? That's what you are. Every Moloch, every Vanquisher, all that stuff, you're just all extra EHP for your friends. So, and we salute you. For those about the Doomsday, we salute you. All right. Looks like we wrapped up most of the questions. I will see you all here. Maximum numbers... I mean, for a casually try attending, we're having a casually try attending gold crayon at So if you can be here, do it. And I'm really not saying we want, like, if you can't be here, you don't have to alarm clock for it or whatever. But if you want to shoot the TTT, come on down. See you all at 0000. Thanks for coming. Bye.